pasuk says in this week's parsha that when the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, Reuven stopped them. Vayishma Reuven vayatzileo miyodam vayomer lo nakenu nofesh. Reuven told the brothers, let's not kill Yosef. Let's just throw him into the bor. Ashlichu oso el habor hazeh ashev amidbar. And the pasuk says that why did Reuven do this? Why did he want to throw Yosef into the bor? L'man hatzel oso miyodam. He wanted to save Yosef from the hands of the brothers. Medrash Rabba in Ruas comments that Ilu Yoda Reuven, Shakarash Baruch Hu Kosev Olav Vayishma Reuven Vayatzileo Miyodam, Bikseifo Hayom Molicho Eitzel Ovid. If Reuven had known that the Torah would write about him, that his sole desire in having Yosef thrown into the pit was to ultimately come back, to take him out of the pit, to save him, to bring him back to Yaakov, then Reuven would have brought him back to Yaakov Avinu on his shoulders. What does the Medrash mean? And if Reuven had known that his actions would be publicized for all future generations, so then he would have done it with greater excitement, then he would have completed the job. Is that the way that we're supposed to do mitzvahs? For the cameras? If someone's posting a video of us, and then we do the mitzvah with all the hidurim, we do it in the best possible way? What are Chazal saying over here? Ilu yoda Reuven, if Reuven had known. The Medrash comments, why did Reuven want to save Yosef? The answer is because he felt hakaras hatov to Yosef. Because when Reuven moved Yaakov's bed from the tent of Bilhah to the tent of his mother Leah, so he thought he'd be expelled from the family. He thought he wouldn't be counted with the Shvatim. But then when Yosef had his dream of the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing down to him, 11 stars, so Reuven heard there were 11 stars, and he realized that he was still in the count of the Shvatim. And that comforted him. Yosef's dream comforted Reuven. He felt a karas hatov to Yosef. He felt a debt to him because he had benefited from Yosef. So that's why he wanted to save Yosef, because he appreciated what Yosef had done for him. Chaim Shmulevitz points out that if you think about it for a moment, Yosef didn't really benefit Reuven too much. Right? What did Yosef do for him? He had a dream. And he told the dream to his brothers. And for whose benefit did Yosef have in mind? His own benefit, not Reuven's. Reuven indirectly benefited from the implication of Yosef's dream. And that was enough for Reuven to feel that he was indebted to Yosef. Reuven stands in stark contrast to the Sar Mashkim at the end of this week's parsha. Yosef sees the Sar Mashkim, is upset, and he inquires about the Sar Mashkim. Wants to know why he's not looking so good. And Sar Mashkim tells him his dream, and Yosef interprets the dream. He makes the Sar Mashkim feel better, and then Yosef asks the Sar Mashkim to do him a favor, Kiyam Schartani, remember me, mention me to Paro, get me out of this bar, get me out of the prison. And what does the Sar Mashkim do? Is he true to his word? Lo Zachar Sar Mashkim es Yosef. He forgets Yosef. Yosef directly benefits the Sar Mashkim, but the Sar Mashkim isn't Makar Tov to him. Reuven is indirectly benefited from Yosef's dream, and he is Makar Tov to Yosef. What a contrast between the two. Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what Chazal meant when they said that Ilu Yoda Reuven. If Reuven had known that the Torah was going to highlight his actions, that his actions would serve as a model for what Hakaras HaTov demands of us, that even if a person indirectly benefits from someone else, he has to show appreciation for what he... for what he gained, then Reuven would have taken Yosef back to Yaakov Avinu on his shoulders. He would have done it even more so. He would have done it with greater excitement, with greater fanfare, so that people would learn such a critical lesson. That a person has to be Makar Tov for every small thing that someone does for them. The idea of Hakaras HaTov is highlighted in the mitzvah of Chanukah as well. We know that we lain from the end of Parshas Naso on the days of Chanukah from the Karbonos of the Nesim at the Chanukah Samishkan. And then on Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, we lain from Parshas Baaloscha about the lighting of the menorah. Why are these two parshas put together? Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha asks that the Nesim, the Karbonos of the Nesim, and the lighting of the menorah at first glance have nothing to do with each other. So why are they placed together? Rashi quotes from Chazal that when Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesiyah bringing their Kavanas, Chol Shadaito, he felt bad because he wasn't part of their Avoda. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't feel bad. Your Avoda is greater than theirs. because you're gonna light the menorah. The Ramban asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose the lighting of the menorah? Why did he pick on that avodah? There are many other things that Aaron HaKohen did, special things that he did. He brought the Torahs every day. He brought the Minchas Chavitim every day. The avodah Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only done by the Kohen Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have picked any of these avodah. Shelcha Gadol Mishalohem. Why does he say that the lighting of the menorah was so great? The Medrash writes that Klal Yisrael told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should we light the menorah? Why is there a need to light the menorah? You don't need our light. Ata Oro Shalolam, you're the light of the world. Why do you need our light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, it's true. You're right, I don't need your light, but I want you to light the menorah just like I gave you light in the Midbar. I gave you light in the Midbar, as the Pasuk says, Vashem Holeich Lefneim Yomam Ba'amud Esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mayor for Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, so he says, you also should light the menorah, even though I don't really need your light, but connected what I did for you, I want you to light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Medrash, what comes out is that the lighting of the menorah is really an expression of the Hakaras HaTov that Klal Yisrael should have for what Hashem did for them in the Midbar. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, this could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Aaron. Shelcha gedolah mishalohem, why is Aaron's avodah greater? Why is the lighting of the menorah greater than the Nesiim? Because that avodah includes Hakaras HaTov. It's not just an avodah, it's not just serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a service that expresses Hakaras HaTov. And there's no greater avodah than that. That's what Shelcha gedolah mishalohem means. It comes out that the lighting of the menorah on Chanukah, which is Dumya de Mikdash, Dumya to the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, really is an expression of the Hakaras HaTov that we should have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he does for us. These two Midrashim, these two Mamari Chazal, the one about Reuven and the one about Aaron, teach us a very important lesson of how much a person is supposed to be Makar Tov. That first of all, a person should be Makar Tov for every single small thing that someone does for them. And especially, you should make your toe towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We all have what to be thankful for. Despite whatever challenges, whatever difficulties we face in life, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he does for us, and we have to express that thanks. And hopefully, the more that we appreciate everything Hashem does for us, the more that he'll shower us with even more bracha. We should be zocha that just like at the time of Chanukah, we saw a tremendous nisim, so to Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazer, we should see the Nisim of the ultimate Geula and the Binyan by Yishlishi and Heira of the Yomim.